you're an incredibly unique artist. I mean, it's kind of impossible to pigeonhole you into a genre like many other artists. Do you think that's a problem or do you think that's a good thing?
Well, I mean, I think that that's a good thing moving forward, because I think that the days of people sort of having to pick what music they were going to be exposed to as far as their tastes go, I think that that era has kind of passed. And I think that diversity in your sound is very good, because, I mean, to be kind of blunt about it, I mean, this is an iPod generation. And they can kind of mix and match what they want. So if you're able to genuinely pull from a bunch of different things, it's just going to aid you in appealing to people and the way that they look at music now. Plus, the artistic side of it, you know, I think it's great, because it, you know, that part of it business-wise has led to people being able to be more genuine in what they create.
What are your expectations for this new album? I know it doesn't come out for another month, but it's finished. So, I mean, like, how are you feeling right now in anticipation for the release?
All artists eventually reach a place where they sort of feel like they get to a place where they've made something that people need to hear, not just something that they, you know, would like them to hear. And I feel like this record, sort of in honestly and openly dealing with a lot of things, you're trying to struggle not only as an independent artist, but all the personal things you go through, that you know, maybe the lyrical content in this will also kind of let some people know that they're not alone. You know, there's a lot of hope in there for how I kind of wish the world would act, you know. Things can be kind of bleak if you look at them right now, and I'm not a negative person, but the economy has not been good. Our politicians are not helping with that. But there's sort of this theme going through the record that, you know, you kind of have to make this decision that, you know, you're going to chase what you want, and you're not going to let anyone take it from you. In fact, it's real prevalent in the singles from the record of One Big Ending and Long Way Up, specifically. But I just really, you know, artistically speaking, you know, getting out of all the beat stuff, I just really think it's a great record. I really think I have something that people need to hear. And this is kind of one of those things where you don't have a problem with people remembering you for this. And, you know, this is kind of what I've been waiting to make, I guess.
How do you think it's different from the other stuff that you've created over the years?
Well, I think that people in general always kind of have a narcissistic nature about them. They kind of get self-absorbed. I don't mean anyone's above that. But I think as an artist, you want to eventually move past that. But, you know, a lot of people, like, you know, especially in this Nashville community, believe that, well, you know, all the songs that you write, you know, if you want them to be genuine, then they need to be something you've experienced. Well, yeah, that's true, and there's a lot of that in this record. But I also wrote it from the perspective of how I wish things would be better across the board. And, you know, someone said this too. They said, you know, you can be a great songwriter and just write about the things that you feel are the, you know, the things that happened to you, like, oh, she broke my heart, or I lost my job, whatever it is. But the truly great ones can sort of step back and look at a larger picture and sort of make this sort of mission statement for what they think needs to change and make it appeal to a lot of people. And hopefully I've done that, but because I sort of tried to think of it in this way of dealing with this, but we kind of have to deal with it together. And in spite of a lot of things. So while you can take it, I guess, to mean what you mean, and that's the great thing about music, is what I write about may mean something completely different to the person who listens to it, and they may love it for its own thing in their mind. But as you step back, you know, as far as an artist, I have to step back and kind of go, you know, without realizing it, I wrote from something that's bigger than just me. And that makes you feel good, you know? Makes you feel good about where you're going, where you're at.
Absolutely. You mentioned before a mission statement. What do you think your mission statement is?
My mission statement, honestly, is just to live life to the fullest and try to make the most of each day. You know, I could sit here and talk about making great records or, you know, one day wanting to play somewhere or wanting to be in some hall somewhere. But honestly, I think that it's really my mission statement is to try to live each and every day to its fullest and affect those around me in a positive way. So that would be it, those two little phrases put together.
Okay, you mentioned before that this generation is the iPod generation, that they could just, you know, bounce around to, like, whatever they want. Can you just give us, like, three songs on your iPod that you've listened to in the last couple of days that show that?
Yeah, actually. I listened to, the album, but I listened to Elvis live at the Garden. Specifically, I've been listening to his version of Three Dog Nights, Never Been to Spain, which is a really cool song. I've also listened to Ozzy Osbourne, and I've also listened to Bob Dylan. So that'll give you three very diverse things there that I've listened to.
Absolutely.
Of course, I have tons of my favorite artists on there. You know, I love the Beatles, Tom Petty, and let's see, I had Tom Petty in there, the Wallflowers, and the Goo Goo Dolls in my iPod, and those are artists that I really like a lot.
Alright, let's give you a hypothetical here. Let's just say, you know, a month from now, you're in a record store, a month and a half from now, you're in a record store, and you see somebody kind of eyeing over your CD. How do you think you'd sell it to them?
How would I sell it to them? Ooh. Pretty good, pretty question. Let me think here. That it's great American rock and roll, I guess, made it the way it used to be. Like the way Tom Petty made it and guys like him in the 70s and, you know, in the 60s with lots of great acts. I mean, I don't think my music sounds like these guys, you know, like acts like the Birds and, you know, pulling from all the things American, the blues and folk and country and, you know, all those great, you know, genres that have now splintered into 1,000 subgenres, but you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? I know that's a difficult question to ask, but you just put this album out that you're very proud of, that you feel like is the album people need to hear from you. Where do you see yourself going after that, and where do you see yourself progressing?
I think that, you know, as time goes on, hopefully, you know, you get bigger budgets for your stuff, and you get, you know, more things in the arsenal to work with. That's really all you can hope for. And just to continue to evolve as an artist and just make it, you know, better every time. Beyond that, I think that you're kind of, in my opinion, you know, I think you're kind of putting the cart before the horse because it's about making great music. And that's really the best that you can hope for, if that makes sense.
Yeah, definitely. What do you think you need to do in order to become a better musician, to be the musician that, you know, you've always wanted to be?
Well, I mean, continue to listen. As simple as that sounds, I really think that you have to continue to listen and not allow yourself to let everything into the garden. You know, Carlos Santana talks about it being a garden, you know, a musical garden that you sort of have to allow yourself to grow lots of plants in there so it's not stale and mundane. And I think that that's, you know, very important. They're, you know, kind of simple, but, you know, that's how I see it.
This might be a difficult question to answer, or just, you know, one that you might have been asked it several times, but what song on this upcoming album do you think best illustrates your ability as a musician? I know that's a difficult question to ask because, you know, they're all your babies in one way or another, but if you had to pick one.
Let's see. I think that that Long Way Up is probably one of the better ones. Probably the best one on there, simply because it's a song that I think anyone can find a way to relate to while embodying a lot of the things that I dealt with in the music industry. And basically, you know, some maybe at times not so scrupulous people, unscrupulous people, I think would be the term, maybe trying to take my dream away. So, not, you know, intentionally, but through, you know, subterfuge and things like that. And, but at the same time, you could apply it to a relationship with another person. You could apply it to chasing any kind of a dream or trying to reach any kind of a goal, or just, you know, even just, simply, I'm trying to think of a way to put this, just to keep going and persevering through life, I guess, in broader terms. And all of that came from just a few thoughts kicking around in my head, I guess. And I'm very proud of that song. I hope that answered your question.
Yes, it does. It does.
And keep expanding. Okay.
Was there ever a time in your career where you kind of said, you know, screw this, I'm done?
About every 2 or 3 days. but seriously though, you know, you do go through that. I think it's natural because it's not an easy thing to do. Anyone who thinks that this is easy is completely insane. I mean, they have lost it. Because it's not at all. You know, it has to sort of be gone into understanding that it's going to be a tough climb and it's not going to be something easy to do. And it's not really, this is the other thing I like to say too. I don't think it's wise for people to go into this thinking that they're going to be on Cribs one day. Because you're probably not, if you know what I'm saying. That's probably not going to happen. So, best to look at it more or less as I'm just trying to live each day doing what I love. If you don't love doing this, then you just need to find something else to do that you do love. As odd as that, well, it's really not odd, but you know what I'm saying.
Absolutely. Is there anything else that you would want to say to someone who's never listened to your music before?
Well, just that, I hope that, they're, however many minutes they spend listening to it, whether it's the full 48 minutes, I think the new record is, or you combine that with my old record, the, you know, the hour and I think about 23 or 25 minutes or whatever, but those minutes that when you're done, you don't feel like you wasted them and that your life is better for having heard it. And that's all I can ask for something that came from my meager head.